just like any other day. Go to work, see some friends, watch the two go to bed. It's an average day, just like every other day before. It's an average day. It's an average day.
If you're wondering why that sounded terrible, I can think of someone that's probably wondering.
The Christmas Eve version of an average day here on growradio.org.
Whoever that trapped Asian person was that worked on my phone didn't make the jack part very strong.
They're hourly
rate. Probably one of the guys that jumped. You know what I'm saying? Zing.
Did you say that jumped?
The wheels are off again. Unfortunately, we haven't started drinking.
No, not yes, which that is quite unfortunate.
Anyone wants to bring us anything?
Liquor.
Early.
I prefer Bailey's,
yeah,
and coffee on Christmas Eve.
If you're going to bring us Bailey's, also bring us a cheesecake.
Ooh.
We can pour the Bailey's on too.
That sounds wonderful. I will dip a spoon and fork in the cheesecake and flick it between the spoon.
What if I dip the Bailey's in the cheesecake?
It's that kind of Christmas, folks.
It's only going to get better.
Holy crap.
Jesus, holy crap.
Second to last show. I think it's the last, though. The last live. I don't think we're going to be doing a New Year's show.
No, why not? Where are you going to be?
I would love to do a New Year's show. I will most likely be intoxicated.
Oh, it's New Year's Eve. I won't be working until... We'll both be working? Are you working New Year's Eve?
No.
Why not?
Because
I do... Propaganda show?
First off, I don't know who Propaganda is, and I've been crucified.
It doesn't matter. It's at the place you work.
It is at the place I work, but I requested the day off because I always do something with friends and family on New Year's Eve.
Oh, you have a party, don't you?
Get together, party, sit by a fire.
You're going to trash the house?
Trash the house. Hopefully, we're going to trash the new house.
Your new house?
But it's not looking too good for that.
Get a house, trash it.
Get a professional house trasher. I have a dog. That's pretty much it.
I wouldn't call that a professional.
Oh, my youngest daughter is a professional house trasher.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm going to go see The Interview tomorrow.
No. Where are you going
sold out. I already got my tickets.
Where are you going to?
I'm not going to go see The Interview. I'll never see The Interview.
I thought you were actually going to do it. I couldn't tell if you were being sarcastic because you were straightforward. I'm going to go see The Interview. Nobody's going to, except for millions.
No, it's already sold out.
Yeah. Where are they doing it at?
Who cares?
Well,
why are they doing it?
Why? To shut up North Korea.
Is this really what a representation of my freedom has come down to? Whether Seth Rogen,
I don't think they
can write a mediocre movie and get away with it.
I don't think. Unfortunately,
that's,
I don't think
that's the equivalent of our. That's what we're looking for in freedom. That's what the troops are fighting for at this point. That's our freedom.
I think the troops are fighting for something different. You drive a car, don't you?
Well, I do drive a car.
Well, there you go.
It doesn't have a support the troops sticker on it.
Gas prices below $2.
Way to go,
places.
Fellas.
Yeah.
Thanks for driving those gas prices
well
down.
Well done. Great job, guys. Everybody says, for gould.
For gould.
For your pleasure.
Our pleasure. Other people's pleasure.
Other people's pleasure. That's a fantastic Christmas
coupons
Eve.
On the
Christmas
now.
Eve special edition of
an average day.
growradio.org, roughly around 10. What is it, 5:10 p.m. Wednesday, December 24th, 2014.
Might be some visitors today.
Going to be some visitors. We got dropjobbertone.com.
We're finally getting the show together now that it's ending.
Yeah, and if you're dropjobbertone.com, if you're listening right now, I made a major boo-boo and allowed the two copies that you so generously supplied to us. I let those two copies get packed up in the moving melee. I like that word. In the moving process. So if you're listening, no Mai Tais yet. If you're listening, maybe bring in a copy or else we can probably rip something from offline. But you know what? I apologize, dropjobbertone.com, because that's my fault. And I'm going to find them and play them on the podcast, you know, if we choose to continue.
But see, my whole problem is that will we get together to do this if there's no specified time?
I have to be here on Wednesday.
Do it tomorrow.
Yeah, let's do it tomorrow. Yeah. Who knows?
Why be normal?
Who knows? It might be something where You know, I just talk into a phone and send it to him, and he talks into a phone, and we try to guess what the other person's
like,
going to say.
Like one of those drawings that you fold in four, and then you don't let the other person see. It's called like a suicide drawing or something. Skeleton drawing.
I don't know what you're talking
about.
There's
no one out there that knows what I'm talking about, because out of the five people listening.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't know there was anybody out there that was.
Could be. No, never know.
That's true.
Never know.
That's true. Yeah.
It could be the future somewhere, and someone's trying to figure out humanity, and they're listening to our voices right now, and they're like,
what? That'd be pretty neat. And you know what?
It doesn't make any sense now that I think about it. But
well, I bet the glass Christmas music that's happening right now
in the background is helping.
In the background is probably sending some sort of weird message to some sort of
if can someone from the 50s call in and tell us if you were always on Quaaludes?
Quaaludes, ludes.
Or if everyone was just drunk all the time.
Because in
order to sort of dress and pose and act as entertained as people do on these record covers.
I feel like they were always leaning up against something, so there's probably a reason for that. Like, can't you just get something heavy I can lean up against? Well,
also, you can look at how many things used to be built with bars in them.
Bars, like the rebar?
Or with the concept of like... Oh, you're going on a picnic? You need to bring two bottles of liquor with you and two glasses. What, you and the kids going down to grandma's? Well, you need this travel liquor case.
You need liquor. Yeah. You need liquor. Somebody came up with Camelback and the bladder bag long time ago and finally said, we should use that for water. It's far more useful. Depends on who you're talking to,
everybody sobered up relatively and stopped beating on each other and... It's funny to think about how nice everything is, but how much it must have smelled like smoke.
It must have smelled like smoke, and there must have been...
Everything.
Gin everywhere. Where are you going? I'm going to the store.
It smells like smoke. Pour some gin on it.
Rub it out with the gin brush.
I always do my laundry with gin.
I drink it
Beef
and...
Beef eater, actually.
And it gets a great stain out. And the best part is that you can just wring the shirt out after you're done with it and drink it. No sense in wasting water.
Triple filtered.
My gin waste charge.
Dryer sheets don't get in the way of that botanical aromatic flavor.
Juniper. It's wonderful.
It's the least depressive of all the alcohols.
And it makes you feel like you're in the 20s.
Frank, so, how do you feel? Give me a whiskey.
Oh, God. Is my... What?
Change the channel.
Frank.
Does anybody remember that when you had to get up to change the channel?
I was looking at a TV the other day. That's old. And that was it. Yeah.
It's funny how like TVs used to be something that was worth something. Now you can go and they're just on the street. Even like newer TVs, you're like, no, that's not flat enough.
Yeah. This one's flat, but, you know.
Not flat enough or big enough.
Really thick. I think the inch and a half thing is probably. That's
what she said?
Your TV's so big. It's so big. I don't understand. There's no gin here.
How could I go out with someone whose TV's so big? You have to, like, walk around that. You put stuff on your TV.
Wow. Holy cow.
What, does your cat, like, sleep on there because it's warm?
Jeez. Got a good alarm clock? Where's the gin, honey?
I'm glad we wrote a script today.
We did. Finally, we wrote a script.
This is going much better.
Yeah. I'm tired of just coming in here and just winging it.
Funfetti.
Funfetti.
It's not just something that's at a Less Than Jake concert.
No. I thought I had one at the Less Than Jake concert. I was sitting on that big TV. What, Less Than Jake? Yeah. Or Funfetti? Are we going to do PSAs?
If we just read PSAs and then burned them.
We should just throw them away. Just grow radio PSA. We should make our own PSA.
Here's a PSA. All interesting things are going away. In the future, try to support them. It works out better for everybody.
Oh, God.
No more awkward silences, people.
Nope. It's going to be all filled in.
Maybe one more hour of them.
Maybe. It all depends. you're lucky, we're going to hear...
Who knew that one woman could make glass sound so lovely? Let's just tune into this for a second.
Just for a second.
That's not any hearing test.
Funfetti!
Boba Fetti? Funfetti.
Oh, man.
I would be afraid to play a glass instrument. You ever see those glass rolling pins? Glass cutting boards? People, let me explain something to you. If anyone's out there cooking right now or just thinking about cooking or is aware of the products that may or may not be in their kitchen, if you have a marble cutting board and or a glass cutting board, you don't actually enjoy making food. You're kidding yourself. I don't care how many Rachel Ray cookbooks you have.
Hello, I'm Rachel Ray, and I'm going to give you my recipe for sugar-free sugar cookies. Listen up. First, get a marble cutting board.
Put it in the freezer.
Get 2 drops of vanilla. Drop them in your eyes.
These things don't get brown on their own. What do you think she looks like in the morning?
She sounds like this. I know that's true. I'm ready for my makeup. You can tuck me in now. Did you bring the strong tape? Because it's feeling real strong today.
Call me Sam.
Rachel.
That's what all the boys say in bed.
Rachel brings all the boys to the yard.
My goat milk brings all the boys to the yard.
Is that something you made up for the kids?
For the kids?
Yeah.
Goat milk?
Yeah.
Goat milk.
It's educational, somewhat.
Educational, one might say. Oh, Jesus.
The pride that's swelling in your children's ears right now.
Oh, yeah. They love it.
Ha, 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 ha.
Did you guys pack up the Christmas tree yet?
Nope, still there.
Still there?
Still a giant 2.5-foot Christmas tree. It's big for our house. Yeah. Next year we're gonna be a
Griswold family Christmas.
I almost brought the DVD in here to see if we can play some clips. We can just look up some clips because we need to.
You can't out of context though. Yeah. I don't know if it's as interesting.
What is it out of the context? You can say anything. Merry Christmas was full.
Yeah. Merry Christmas was full.
Clark's got his own car. I need to eat so I can take my back pill.
Can you hurry this up? I'm freezing my baguettes off.
He worked really hard on that grandpa soda washing machines.
Oh, here they are. Here come the nuts.
Where are you going to put that thing? Don't you bend over and I'll show you.
You can't talk to me like that.
I wasn't talking to you.
Talking about, folks, that doesn't really matter to us.
Oh, God. You see it one time and you'll know it forever.
You'll know it forever and feel it for a little while.
And why is the carpet all wet, Todd?
I don't know, Margo. After you take a shower, right?
Sit in the dark with a glass of wine and kiss every inch of you. Oh, God. Oh, my carpet.
There's that.
Mm-hmm.
We could do that for an entire hour.
We probably could.
Drop Jaw will be here soon. Maybe.
Maybe.
Could get lost. I did see him driving the other day. Spotted a Drop Jaw driving the other day.
I don't believe it.
I saw it firsthand.
Say it ain't so, Drop Jaw.
He was driving man.
DropJawBertone.com.
He should be driven around.
He really should be.
Like, yeah.
Drop Jaw, your driver's here. Damn right.
Somebody in Uber make that happen.
Uber.
Does Gainesville even have an Uber?
Weren't they in hot water?
Tinder or Grindr?
Tinder. Uber and Tinder do merge together in an unheard of... merger in the business world. Tinder, Target, and Uber meet up. And they make their shopping carts interactive. You can brush your teeth. You can get in a tanning bed.
You can...
That's what kind of day it's been for me. I was taking pictures and maps off the wall today.
Pictures and maps?
We have maps on our wall, and we have pictures on our wall.
You guys get lost very often?
We do, actually.
In life?
I am the least effective navigator of all time.
Huh.
I might be the worst. Huh. Well, no, I've met a couple that are worse than me. Way worse, actually.
Yeah.
But basically, I make these ridiculous claims like I know where I'm going when clearly I do not. And I...
Sometimes you just got to drive it out.
Sometimes I do know where I'm going and then I get lost in the music. You know?
Is that a song?
It is a song. The wonderful... The song? Well, I think when DP was writing his music, he was listening to the glass instrument Christmas music. This is a fact-based show, and that's
not a fact. He put some beats behind this.
He could put some beats behind anything.
Drop Jaw and DP.
That would...
Together.
That would actually be pretty okay.
We'll see what happens.
I think we're just hopefully we just there. Started a fire here that will spread everywhere, you know?
Drop that bomb.
Just drop that bomb, you know? Dropjawperez.com. Not an actual website that I know of.
I mean, you know.
We can make it
Tomas,
happen.
Check yeah. it out. Is that a website?
Tomas. You know what? I came in here the other day.
Get your hands out of the ice cream.
He had, well, he's trying to hand mix it, and he doesn't realize that you don't have to use your hands. You can just, you know, use a big spoon.
It's so cold.
And he, well, his salt block was just, oh my God, I can't even believe it.
Bloody?
It was bloody because we haven't clipped his claws in a little while.
Mm.
And he tore off his,
duodenum?
Yeah. Been studying with your doctor?
Yeah. Pride swelling.
In your kids. You kids listening? Oh, you don't have kids? Check the records.
They're not listening? Take them to a doctor.
Take them to a doctor, huh? You didn't know your...
He doesn't listen.
You didn't know your papa was on the radio show?
He doesn't listen to me.
Well, what was it? The Bambi Motel's getting torn down?
It's gone.
Were you there with the pros and the Johns saying goodbye?
The pros and the Johns.
The be prostitutes and their customers looking for a job.
I don't know. The last, it's been gone for a little while, actually. Oh, okay. I drive that way quite a bit now.
Is that, which one is that? That's the one off 13th?
Yeah, South 13th.
South 13th, if you're looking
infamous.
For a hotel.
It's gone.
You can go to the Paramount and say, hey, what happened to the Bambi?
I didn't want to stay there, but I've heard great things.
It actually dissolved.
You could get a BJ for... $2.
$2? What kind of hotel is this? Jesus.
And why do I want banana juice?
What? It's the Bambi. You know, it's an inside joke. Jeez. So that was actually...
I think someone stole one of the Bambis off the Bambi sign, though, which was my idea.
I hope so. You make a Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer with that. Did you know that tomorrow's Christmas? I know you're not a Christmas person.
Did you know that tomorrow's Christmas? Is it?
Tomorrow?
I got some shopping to do. Can I still do that?
You can do whatever you want. You can go shopping. I'm going to Walmart
tonight.
I'm
an Amazon Prime customer. I can get delivery tomorrow, I believe.
No way.
I don't know.
Do they have the drones coming out yet?
Probably.
Delivering.
Soon enough. Delivery drones?
Packages, delivery
drones.
Wipe
out every other job, so why not? Then will office women have crushes on drones? Instead of UPS men in their brown outfits?
I believe office women do already have crushes on drones. They just, you know, they're flightless birds. They just stay in their dresser drawers.
It's Use Your Imagination on Wednesday.
There's a new book, Chuck Palahniuk. It's called Beautiful You, I think it is. Yeah, look it up.
What does that mean?
A billion husbands are about to be rendered useless or something like that. I don't know. The thing is
you can buy it at Walgreens. Really?
Walgreens? Books? Or drones?
Drones. flightless birds?
Hi, do you have any flightless birds for sale? Well, sir, that's against
the law. These two idiots on the radio said that I could get a flightless bird here.
Thank you, Walgreens. Finally, Walgreens is going to fork over some cash to be a sponsor.
Would you know that CVSs are going to turn into actual like mini hospitals?
CVS Health.
Walk-in clinics?
CVS Health, the Minute Clinic.
Minute Clinic?
Yeah, I've been doing a Minute Clinic.
I don't really want anything to do with my body. concluded upon in a minute.
Well, it's actually a very
looks
pleasant...
Like.
You're alive, sir. Well done. Your vitals, you're alive. Well done. That'll be $100.
Can you feel this?
I tell you, if you have insurance, Minute Clinic is pretty cheap. Of course, if that, you know, insurance is...
But is it like the dollar store? Is everything really a minute?
It was actually... I had to wait a while. I did. I had to wait at the chair, so that was authentic doctor visit. And then when I got into the office...
There's an actual office.
There is an actual office that has actual doctor stuff. It has a little cooler where all the medications and inoculations are, and you've got all sorts of things. The only thing that was missing was the apothecary, which I was bummed about.
Apothecary?
Yeah. And there's a special rags that they have hung up on the wall that have teeth marks on them, so you know that they're the bite towels. So when you get your leg amputated in the Minute Clinic...
That sticks of wood.
Well, sticks of... Tomas had a pretty bad experience with a stick of wood because nobody knew that he was part beaver.
And he loves it.
Oh, my God. Absolutely insane. We give him a little pool of water in his cage and some wood. He just builds new dams every day.
Pees himself.
He's so gross.
He builds new dams every day because we knock them down when he's asleep.
Oh, yeah. It's great, too. What better to see a part beaver wake up?
I gave up a half an hour ago.
Oh, man. Has it been a half hour? Is it going to be a
28 minutes.
28. Oh, we're
at 528 here, folks, on the 24th day of the 12th month of the 2014th year of some made-up calendar.
Let's start here. Okay. All right. All right. All right.
Ought
right.
One.
Good. Good to go.
Which came first, the ought or the ought one? That'd be the ought.
I thought that was the one. Holy Toledo.
Zing.
Jeez. Comedy and life created. First day ever.
Never again.
Jokes.
Till
jokes.
Next week, then never again.
Jokes, lies, skeletons, and broken ribs. Adam's Rib Company created on day one. She probably just cut it off at that. It's been fun, folks. It's been real.
QRS, TT's, downtown.
You can find us at the downtown's
you
gentlemen's
like a bowl of
men's. Q! 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 Q!
Yeah. That's something fun you can say to your folks, kids. Let's go get a bowl of pho.
Q?
And they'll be like, what did you say? I'll be like, nothing bad. Talking about delicious soup.
Delicious soup.
It's really just a broth.
For quoi dangerous? Hmm? Yeah, and if you're listening out there and you're trying to get a hold of me, I don't have my phone. Merry Christmas.
That's why I was talking so much.
Merry Christmas. I've got things to say because I'm not staring at a screen. My aspiring... Okay. I figured it's probably about time that I tell all three of you this. But my aspiring singer-songwriter wife is not actually an aspiring singer-songwriter wife.
Did she make you clear this up?
No, I'm about to make it worse. She is actually a very accomplished cellist.
Queen of the ukulele.
Queen of the ukulele. That was her nickname. Fourth grade through sixth grade, she was queen of the ukulele. And then she She picked up a cello and then just destroyed it. Everybody, if you know who Yo-Yo Ma is, she taught Yo-Yo Ma. And Yo-Yo Ma is...
I do not know who Yo-Yo Ma is.
For real?
Yes.
I mean, but do you know that Yo-Yo Ma...
He's like Dave Matthews.
That's a good... He played at Tanglewood. Let's just put it this
way. And probably one of the early Bonnaroos.
Yeah, probably. He was in Stockbridge, Massachusetts with, if you're not familiar with the song,
came on down to Billingston, Louisiana.
Billingston, Louisiana.
At the Biltmore.
Went up to Hartford, you know, took on the Whale.
The woman with the glass harmonica opened up. Beautiful, and she, beautiful show. Beautiful show.
Shards of Glass was the title of her song. And then David Byrne came out and
his lapels.
Oh jeez. It was he pinned
cufflinks the size of dinner plates.
Just Quaaludes everywhere. This is the '80s. Come on. Jeez. Got Miami Vice playing on the big screen.
What happened? When do those, you know, I don't have anything to say about Miami Vice, I don't think.
I didn't know that
he had
you
a pet alligator or crocodile. What? He did. Did he? Sonny. I think it was Sonny.
Sonny is the alligator's name?
No, Sonny was... Sonny Crockett was Don Johnson's character's name, I think.
Are you serious?
I could be wrong, but Sonny, it was some combination of those words.
Crockett. Wow.
Well, it was Crockett and Tubbs, I think.
Was this based on a book or someone's...
I don't know. There was a guy. There was a guy that died recently that I think wrote all that crap, but I don't think he wrote Miami Vice, actually. I think he wrote Knight Rider. Which is a Corvette that talks, kids.
Was it a Corvette? I don't think it was a Corvette.
Camaro or something like that.
It might have been a Camaro. Or
Ferrari.
An IROC. An IROC
7. It definitely wasn't a Porsche.
No Porsche, no. It was a VW. Replica. Knight Rider.
VW. Herbie.
We started... Herbie. Come here, Herbie.
Christmas Herbie.
Christmas Herbie, Christmas carols, and Christmas
Ballyhoo,
Eli's, and Santa Johnson's, and
you know of any restaurants that are open tomorrow?
I don't know. Someone posted something on some social media website about some of those places.
That was the Gainesville Sun.
Was it?
Yes. Man. None of them sounded good. I think BurgerFi maybe could go.
BurgerFi
could go get 4 hamburgers and 3 milkshakes. You didn't attend that Christmas party, did you? No. The Sad Shack.
I didn't get my tickets this year. Here, go out and give these to your friends. What? Do you want me to put them in the recycling bin?
Sell them to your friends.
Yeah, tickets. Tickets to... And you have to pay for your drinks. Merry Christmas.
I don't do that any other day of the year here, though. Why would I do it now?
Because the one owner who cares is going to be here, and he's going to be sitting there at the cash register.
Eating.
Eating.
His weight in cash registers.
Have you seen the hut lately?
No, why? Is he trimming off?
He is trimming off.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Stud Muffin?
He's Muffin. He's Muffin.
Him and Andy are just like the princes of...
Shut up.
The locks. Do you still have the long hair?
Yeah, absolutely. That's never going to go away.
Huh. It's hard to imagine what he'd look like. Try to imagine a skinny Jabba the Hutt, if you would, for us folks.
Oh!
I can't do it anymore. I ruined my voice somewhere along the line. I used to be able to do his laugh really good. Now there's something else happening in my throat.
Everybody says, you got a frog in your throat? Nope.
Never had
I
one.
No.
Never eaten a frog leg.
Why would a frog be in my throat?
Yeah.
Like, get out of there, frog.
Why would a cat be in there? And if the cat was in there,
did it eat
why would it get the frog? And why wouldn't it eat the frog instead of my tongue?
Yeah.
Who's
making this stuff up? People
what
that
do you tell
the,
your daughters? Daughter is...
Speak up.
Why not? But do you tell them any weird things? Well, I guess we can't reveal... You ever explain something in an odd way, like
all the time?
Yeah.
Have you ever had a conversation with me?
Then what if that's stuck?
If you can't explain it to them, confuse them, and they'll just walk away. Oh, okay, I see. All right, I don't really, but okay. Oh God,
you have a 2-car pileup here.
Have kids, you'll never be alone, and you'll always want to be.
Slow advice from us to you,
yeah.
folks.
that was for you, Ma.
Take that one away this Christmas season.
Christmas 2014. If you get any advice and you listen to it, it's, you know, don't listen to all the advice that you hear. That's pretty much it.
And certainly don't promise anything in the new year.
No, God, no. Don't promise anything to yourself. I'm going to lose weight.
Do me a favor. Everybody try to remember what their New Year's resolution was last year. Any one of them. I mean, any one of them that's not completely obvious.
Right, yeah.
Anyone that you may have actually been like, you know what? I'm going to stop drinking one night of the month. I'm going to not drink for 12 nights this year. I'm going to do it.
Just for 12 nights, I'm just not going to drink, and I'm going to mark
crazy nights and 12. I'm sure I'll not sleep very well, maybe.
And hopefully when I'm in the hospital, they'll just give me something.
I'll save anywhere from $14 to $50.
Per month.
Per month. So add that up. That's like a bag or something.
And then that next month, when I'm on my 29th day, I should say, maybe I'll just stop for 2 days.
I should put all that money
in a special place.
And then
everybody,
you know when those people stop smoking and they do that and they're like, this is how much money I saved. And you're like,
I'll just start a cooking
Holy
show.
Holy shit, you saved that much money? And they're like, yeah.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. And then I went to the bank the other day, but I stopped at the liquor store. And then someone
did
was
you
like,
ever
hey.
Get to the bank, or did you mean you just your day stopped at the liquor store?
It just stopped. I just stood outside of it with my $40.
ABC like was halt. Your day's over, sir.
I can't go anywhere unless I see the entire alphabet in front of me. So
they
ABC
have those
is
cute
like,
little
boom.
Wine girls in there, and then you just start, and then by the time you're out of the store, you have six bottles of wine and you're dizzy.
Yep. And two
it's
copies
raining,
of
and then what else is there to do?
One copy of Lion King on Laserdisc and the other one on DVD with a bunch of scratches because you kept dropping it because you were so wine drunk.
Huh.
And then it's like
you were.
I want to get wine drunk. That'd be fantastic.
I didn't even buy the wine. She let me try.
She just let me have it. I tipped her, but it
costs
like
$40.
It's like, oh my gosh. What time is it?
They don't have them in the really big bottles. It's 5:38. Once again, we're probably gonna get a phone call here soon.
Yeah.
From
the man.
Well, or his mother looking for the man.
I forgot that happened.
It happened. There's nothing wrong with that. I, too, would be worried.
It's just...
I am right now. Who knows? It's raining.
DropDropRatone.com. Get here safe, buddy.
Or don't get here at all. We may do this next week, you know.
Yeah, we might do it next
feeling,
week.
You know.
I know I'm going to get a visitor here in about 10 minutes.
Pensive.
Papa?
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 What, are they all going to be in here?
No, just one.
Oh. And then, is she driving?
Yeah, I think she'll be here. She'll be driving. She's
early
nine.
Rise.
9 years old.
I can't believe it.
Just hit me now that there's very little time before she gets a driver's license. Holy crap.
7 years. It's going to go by like...
You'll learn how to drive stick there, kid.
7 years.
Yeah, if you're listening, anybody. Well, how old will I be?
Yeah, when she starts driving.
About 40. No. Nope. Nope.
No.
Nope. 39, 38, 39. So I guess about 40. Man, 40 years old. The thing is that I never feel any different on the days.
You never will.
And everybody says, hey, do you feel any different?
No. This is the weird part about life that I'm realizing.
I'm a little backed up at the moment, but other than that, I don't feel any different.
Not gassy. I don't know.
Yeah, my dog ate all my Metamucil.
should have seen it.
Only thing I get excited about is Christmas and brand new things of coffee and peanut butter. I like to break them open and smell them. That's not a joke.
Fair enough.
Just the best. It's the little things in life, right? Twinkies, stuff like that.
Twinkies?
I don't know. Some movie with Woody Harrelson.
You watch that guy?
Woody Harrelson?
Oxygen Bar?
Never saw that.
I call him Oxygen Bar. He opened Oxygen Bars. I don't know if it's a movie.
Oh, really?
I don't think it's a movie.
I just know that Natural Born Killers was great, in my opinion. Absolutely insane, but...
True Detective. Then,
True Detective. God, did you like it? Because
I did.
It's fantastic. And Cheers was...
Woody.
Pretty good. I don't know if you ever watched it. It was pretty good. It was
I'm not good from show. There.
I'm not from there. Nanu, nanu.
I don't support that team because I'm not from there.
Yo.
That's how I am with TV shows too, you know?
Oh, man. Get any new good TV shows going on, Mr. Cable? I can't wait.
I don't think so.
I'm going to get cable one day and it's going to be awesome.
There's the I don't know.
Yep.
Uh-oh. I hear doors.
Uh-oh. There it is.
The knock.
Got a special guest here, folks.
Who could it be? Who could it be? Santa? Who's knocking at the door? It's early.
What are you doing?
While we pause momentarily to gather our thoughts, contemplate the sounds of glass.
Got a special little guest coming in here. I think yeah, here on professionalshell.com, the website for all of your professional needs. You? Got a special guest.
Smells like strawberries.
She said she likes the pink microphone. But here in a special little Christmas Eve edition of An Average Day with Sean and Toph here on Grow Radio is my daughter, Early. And she's going to be giving some notes, apparently, on what Christmas means to her. And also, she was recently selected to be on her school's news anchor team, where she broadcasts the news every once in a while. Do you want to talk into that one or to this one?
This one. Hi.
Talk louder.
Hi.
Say what you're going to say. She's a little shy at the moment, apparently. She's usually extremely vocal, doesn't really stop talking all that often. But she brought her her what you would call stuffed animal, and it's baby dog. And I'm going to say it, it's a monkey, and she thinks it's a dog and refuses to accept the fact that it's a dog. Yes.
Correction. It's a snuggly, not a regular stuffed animal, mister.
Into the microphone.
Okay.
Like you talk.
It's a snuggly?
It's a snuggly. Yes, it's a snuggly. There's a difference.
Is there a difference?
Yes, because a snuggly you sleep with every night and you snuggle. Hence the name.
Okay. Let's hear some Christmas notes. A little bit of dead air here for a second. You got the baby dog coming in here to fill in the gap.
Hello.
Okay. Let's stick with the Christmas notes.
Okay.
Do you want to talk into that one so we can talk?
Okay,
you're right. This is Early. She is my darling daughter. She's 9 years old. She goes to school here in Gainesville, Florida. She is in the magnet program at a local educational institution. And she is a very bright individual. And she has some notes for you right now. And hopefully she's going to share them and stay still for just a minute.
Might I add that I am not his only daughter?
Yeah, I think. Yes. Yes, I. She is not. Yes. She is not my only daughter.
I have a sister.
But yes, she has a sister. But for the sake of this show right now, we are talking to Early about all the things that are Christmas to her. Because I have expressed my love for Christmas and all the things that it's ever meant to me, and Christmas trees and blah blah blah, and most likely, more importantly, just being, you know, around your family and having fun. And celebrating whatever you're going to celebrate, because I have no beliefs other than the fact that, you know, Christmas is awesome. So I would like to turn the airways over to Early here to see what she has to say about Christmas here on Christmas Eve of 2014 on growradio.org. This is An Average Day.
20,014.
Did I say 2014? Well, at least we know that the phones go all the way up to 2014. 2014. So here is Early with some notes on Christmas. Speak into the microphone.
Okay.
Well, have your paper in front of you if you want to read.
Before I get into Christmas, might I add that it would be a bad idea to try to bring your other daughter in here in before about 7 years from now.
Probably, yes.
Yeah.
There's too many electronics that can be just taken apart.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, we got the other visitor made it in. How's it going?
I'm good. I brought you some.
So let's hear what you have to say about Christmas.
Well, the most important thing, I think, when I think of Christmas is my whole family getting in one house, which does not happen very often.
Except for all the time.
Well, yeah. But the first...
It literally happens at least once a week.
Actually, that's not true.
Okay,
Auntie and Nigel don't get in the house.
Okay, okay. Right. Go ahead.
That's my aunt and uncle, by the way.
Okay. Into the front, yes. It's,
okay.
She's learning.
Yes.
She's very bright, but she's still
first
learning.
Time on the radio. So, yeah. My whole family gets together, which is kind of important because I like my family, of course. Hot chocolate.
You got to speak into the microphone.
I think of hot chocolate.
Speak. There you go. You don't have to look at me when you talk. You just talk. Yeah.
Just because. I like drinking hot chocolate, and Christmas reminds me of cold, and cold reminds me of hot chocolate.
The vicious circle right there.
Like so, I think of hot chocolate when I think of Christmas.
Yes? She's got some more notes that she's going over. She's a very detailed individual, let's just put it that way.
The Christmas stocking and the tree, because our whole family gets together to do that, too.
Listen to, what's the CD that we listen to?
We listen to... Muppets Christmas songs?
The Muppets Christmas.
Yeah.
I believe that is with John Denver. Is that what we're listening
Muppets
to?
Muppets Christmas carols.
Yes.
Versions of the Muppets Christmas. Well, the Christmas carols. Muppet versions of Christmas carols.
Right. Yes.
Do you have a
favorite song on that Christmas carol album, or do you just like all of them because you're with your family?
Well,
and you're,
my favorite Christmas song.
Got to speak into the microphone.
Kid. Is probably go. Carol of the Bells because it has good music.
Ooh, Carol of the Bells is good.
But I do like 12 Days of Christmas. Mm-hmm. I started to make a school rendition of the 12 Days of Christmas,
but I
don't think I got past 8.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So what else you got written down about what do you like about Christmas? Let's hear this.
Well, another kind of silly one. I think of footy pajamas because I like to wear my footy pajamas on
Sounds
Christmas
about right.
Eve night.
Sounds about right.
And I like just like them in general, but that's my favorite night of the year to wear them.
I call them footsie pajamas. We have differing. There it is. Okay. See, what I would like to clarify the fact that if you want to look at a different thinker, you come talk to this girl at some point, because I guarantee you she'll be on some sort of news program when she's a little bit older. But she, rather than having to struggle with the microphone being in one place stationary, she just popped it out of the stand.
Mm-hmm. I've been trying to figure that out the whole time, you know.
Yeah, that's pretty damn impressive. So.
Because
yes, very smooth.
It's hard to talk into a microphone when it's facing it when it's facing one way and then you're trying to face another way. Because it's really hard.
Yeah. Keeping me prisoner this whole time.
Yeah, well done. What else you got?
Well, I think of Christmas movies and Christmas songs.
Yes.
Because
okay.
they're one of my favorite topics to listen to and watch.
Okay.
And they're mostly pretty funny.
Okay. Do you have a favorite Christmas movie that you like to watch?
The Nightmare Before Christmas, probably. Well, and Rudolph and Elf.
Do you like that movie? Do you like Nightmare Before Christmas because your aspiring singer-songwriter, cellist mother likes it? I hope she's listening right now. I think she can be, yeah.
Well,
if you're listening right now.
Yeah, if you can hear us, give us a honk so we can hear it, huh?
I have pretty much been watching The Nightmare Before Christmas my whole life, and I've always liked it.
Because
I like to watch, because it combines my two favorite holidays, which are Halloween and Christmas.
Right, yeah, I've been
and
there.
And I like the characters a lot.
Yes. Yes, that microphone is on.
Tap, tap.
Terrible time to test that, by the way.
We're 10 minutes in. Let's see if this thing's working.
Let's see.
Are you nervous right now? Is that why you have your snuggly? It's okay to be nervous.
No.
Don't lie to me.
He wanted to see the recording studio.
Oh, did he?
Yes. Besides, he's going to get lonely in the car because I know Mama doesn't like baby dogs.
We're
Yeah, with a bit of a delay. That's awesome.
Apparently, my mom is listening.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Yep.
So what else you got on your list? Let's move on.
Pretty much repeats of everything.
Repeats of, did you just write down the same words over and over?
Okay. Let's see.
Oh, yeah. Imagine that.
She's the mood of Christmas.
What's the mood of Christmas?
Well, just happy. And oh. I like to think of snow.
You like to think of snow?
Snow, because we don't get snow in Florida.
Oh, for
and
real?
I like snow.
I didn't know that.
So, yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I like decorating.
Decorating.
Okay. Decorating.
Do you have a favorite decoration that you like to put up?
Paper snowflakes.
Paper snowflakes. I actually took down the paper snowflakes that you made off the wall.
Yeah, I can see that.
A little early. Yeah.
Because yeah, apparently you no longer care about my 40 snowflakes I made for you and Mama last Christmas.
Wow. Zing. Zing. She's starting to adapt our communication style, which I approve of. I do. She's a pretty upfront and honest individual, which you couldn't ask for anything better in a child, which is nice. But she's got a list of things that she's been going up and down and crossing things off her head.
I actually have not been making any marks on my paper. Yeah. See, my pen is still right here.
Well, that's why I said it was
2.5 feet away from my paper in case I need it.
You think that's 2.5 feet away? You're out of your
mind. 1.5.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, we have tiny little mirrors that are set up around here specifically for the pen trick. Yeah, the pen trick.
I like making presents, too.
You do like making presents. You spend quite a bit of time hand-making presents, which is nice.
This year, I could barely fit all my presents in my big backpack that I take when I'm going to spend the night places.
Did you make a backpack size?
My cheetah backpack while you were here.
I was here, yes.
Yes, while you were here.
A backpack-sized scarf for somebody to wear?
No.
Yeah.
But I did make a scarf.
Okay.
Well, it was supposed to be a blanket, but I didn't make enough two-finger knitting to connect enough strings to make a blanket that was a decent enough of a size for somebody to even use it that was bigger than Runa.
So
that's my baby sister.
We go to see family, and there's a dachshund that hangs out there. So maybe you made the blanket for Louie?
Huh? Oh.
Maybe.
Well, no, it's a scarf. Dumb. It's a scarf.
Well, it's a scarf for him. You know, pants are for some people, and then those pants become shorts for other people. No, he's stuck
but
where
the,
he is.
It's so long and thin, though, that it wouldn't be a very good blanket.
You inspired me to write Curious George. Yeah, so here at Christmas Eve, a special edition. We got early here. In the studio for the first time, and hopefully not the last, but we're going to be moving to a different format, and there's, you know, questions of how we're going to be able to do it and whether or not we're actually going to be forced to do it like we are now. So we have this as an obligation. But what do you got to say early?
Nothing.
You're and me. Yeah, nothing more. Do you think is going to happen? What do you think you're going to get for Christmas this year?
Well, I did test my friend's theory because her and her sister both asked for something for Christmas with... It's actually a pretty cool story. They both asked for something for Christmas with one of those mall Santas.
Right.
That they have around.
Yeah.
But they didn't tell anybody except each other.
Yeah.
And they both got it.
What?
So now they call them Santa's little minions.
Well, when Santa Claus is flying around up in the North Pole testing his sleigh out, do you think that he gets emails or do you think it's still snail mail? The postal service.
I think they probably have a special kind of Santa mail.
Santa mail? All mental. She thinks that he just reads minds, and I was
He reads minds and freezes time. That's the only way that they could do that.
Do you know what the word ubiquitous means?
That's in Pinky in the Brain that I watched yesterday, mister.
It's not surprising.
Yeah, Brain says it.
Yeah, Brain says it.
Okay. Yeah.
Ubiquitous. You.
I don't know. It sounds, do you even know what ambiguous means?
I don't know what ambiguous means, but.
You know what I meant. No, but it sounds squishy. I love squishy.
You love squishy. That apparently is a line from Pinky.
Yes.
We've got less than 12 hours before Christmas Santa Eve. Makes his big journey. Are you pretty pumped? Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the likes of Santa Claus?
Well, I do have a couple forms of proof.
Right.
I mean, who else is gonna eat our cookies? Auntie and Nigel can't because they're lactose. Well, not they're not lactose intolerant, but they're vegan, so they're not gonna eat them. Grandma helps me make them. And Mama doesn't even get to sleep, so she's not going to get up and eat the cookies, probably.
Mama's probably losing it right now.
So
you're losing it right now. Give us a honk.
Yeah, give us a honk if you're losing it after hearing that. Just
and so he eats it, and one time, I'm pretty sure he did even leave a little bit of milk in the bottom of a cup.
Now, did you get a DNA test on that?
That is proof.
But
get a hair
he
strand.
Did write to me, and I know my family's handwriting. It was not my family's handwriting.
Yeah.
Also, he did leave me a bell on the cookie plate, and I didn't tell anybody what that said, and that was the only place I said that I wanted a bell.
You what? You got a bell?
A bell. Yeah, a sleigh bell.
Wait, did you say you wanted a bell, or did you write it down
I
for
wrote
Santa?
I wrote it down.
Easy there, kid. Into the. Do you know what redlining is? Apparently, we're on about a minute delay here because. So anybody who's out there listening right now, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
you're behind the times.
You lost my train of thought, Mister.
I didn't lose it.
That is a bad idea.
You can't really kick.
Okay.
You know,
so he gave me a belt, a sleigh bell.
A sleigh bell.
Yes.
Okay.
Also, Rudolph
left
me candy that was supposed to be cinnamon candy, but he knew that I didn't like cinnamon candy, so he left me red M&Ms in a box.
Can we both say
and
this
the reindeer
at the same
fruit
time?
Is gone. Claude wasn't there. Nobody was going to eat the reindeer fruit. It wasn't in the yard.
Can we both say this at the same time? That's a hell of a thing. Can you say it?
No.
Okay. So Santa is coming to town. Santa apparently watches everybody, which is incredible. Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, is currently
and
actually,
I think
he's flying right now.
I
isn't
think
he?
I correctly remembered all
Rudolph
the reindeer's names because all. I mean, all of the reindeer food was gone, and every because I gave them all little bowls with no, I gave them little piles and name tags, and they
you
were
think
all
reindeer can read?
No, but Santa can.
Santa
well, they
can
might
read.
Be able to read.
They might be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they play Monopoly.
If they do, they do
so
play Monopoly.
Says the
that
Rudolph
is true.
Song.
Tis true. Yes. Yeah, I think the Rudolph song was just made up.
Can I say something totally not related to Christmas?
Sure.
You have really weird signs in this recording studio.
Well, I'm not responsible for any of them. The only one that I've seen that I saw that got placed in the wall in front of me was the I Love Taco Bus.
Yeah, and it has an eyeball on it.
Yeah, and do you
it
know what's
really weird?
You know
it's
what's great? You know what's crazy is that on that same day, Sean wore shorts. He wore shorts.
Okay.
Shorts?
People wear shorts, you know.
He doesn't. He
but
doesn't.
He did,
do
you, so
do you know,
he does.
Do you know how much he doesn't wear shorts? He had to stop at a store on the way to get a pair of shorts.
It was too
yeah.
hot.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty damn hot being in Florida, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It is a long drive, yes. If sunroofs were only on the bottom, Flintstone style.
So
yeah, we got.
What do you think what's the first thing you think about when you think about Christmas?
I think about wrapping things up.
Really? Interesting.
So yeah, we've only got a minute left here, early. I'm going to tell you what I think about Christmas, and that's family, friends, Bailey's, beer, food, wrapping up presents, thistle hair, the Christmas bear. And I'm not going to get to play it, but I'm going to, you know, maybe if we do one more show or a broadcast, I'm going to put it on there just because.
And
that's Pop's favorite song. Or maybe I don't know. If
the
it
last.
Is. Oh, you're going to throw it on
the
there?
The last thing I would like to say is Merry Christmas to.
Merry Christmas.
My family, or whoever's at least listening to this in my family.
Yes, I believe.
Including.
Probably a couple.
Grandma Jodgy, Auntie Nigel, Mama, you,
yeah.
and Runa.
All right. Merry Christmas, everybody.
All of the family out of town,
yeah.
including Posey Banjo Rider, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not going to name all of them because there's a lot of them.
Right.
But yeah. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thanks for listening. It's an average day with Sean and Toph. This is Toph talking with his daughter Early.
And for this edition, yes. Sean and Toph and Early.
Sean and Toph and Early. We've got hopefully Thistlehair the Christmas Bear coming up. But Early, I want you to say goodbye, and I want you to say thank you and Merry Christmas. And I appreciate you coming on. Give us your sign off. And she does an air signature with her hand. Very clever girl. Very clever.
Good night. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year, everybody. Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
City's full of manger scenes and stores lit up in red and green. But down the road, just out of town, there's more magic to be found. The countryside is all aglow with holly trees and mistletoe. And in them woods there lives a bear known to all as Thistlehair. Oh, Thistlehair, the Christmas Bear, spreading the good news everywhere about Christmas time and what it means to all the children of the world, every little boy and girl out there loves Thistlehair. Comes around this time of year, spreading lots of Christmas cheer. The kids all love his shiny coat and the smell of honey on his nose. He tells them all about the star and everything that it stands for. The birthday we all celebrate is still our favorite holiday. Oh, Thistlehair, the Christmas Bear, spreading the good news everywhere about Christmas time and what it means to all the children of the world. Every little boy and girl out there loves Thistlehair. Wherever you find old Thistle Bear, there'll be music in the air. He dances round the Christmas tree every single New Year's Eve. Then he and all his furry friends gather round the fire again and sing about those angel wings, gifts of love that Christmas brings. Oh, Thistlehair, the Christmas Bear, spreading the good news everywhere about Christmas time and what it means to all the children of the world. Every little boy and girl out there loves Thistlehair.
Looking at a Christmas Eve edition of Alabama here. This is always an album that I listened to when I was a kid. Thistlehair the Christmas Bear being my favorite track off of it. That one was for you, Pop-Up. So Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope everybody has a good evening, safe, prosperous New Year. Make sure to buy good toilet paper and be nice to your family.
Merry Christmas! Yeah. I'm standing on my tiptoes right now, straining to talk into this microphone. Jingle bells.
It's been disinfected.
Okay.
Yes, that's what it is.
Sheesh.
That's what this. If you want to do it again,
that's okay. You did a good job, by the way. I'm Drop Jaw. Nice to meet you.
The infamous. The infamous drop jaws in the studio.
How did I become infamous?
I don't know. I guess that's one of those commonly misused words.
Are you leaving?
Bye!
I'm sorry, man. It's good to see you. Appreciate
good to
see you coming
too. In. I'll have to see you again soon.
Absolutely.
Let's get together somehow.
Okay. All right.
Take care.
You guys have fun.
I'll take over. Actually, I'll take over from here for you.
Yeah
I got it.
So Drop Jaw made it into the studio finally.
Okay. No, it was great.
Yeah? Found it?
Oh, yeah. It was not a big deal. I was going the other direction. I was over there last time looking.
Oh, you were on the east side?
Yeah.
Good.
Should have brought another gooseneck, shouldn't I?
Yeah. That one's kind of noisy.
I've been doing this a long time. It's experience here.
Yeah, I wrestle with that one every week.
Oh.
Yeah, doesn't have much to it, that one.
It's okay.
So you're not having any gigs tonight?
No gigs. Ballyhoo's closing early.
It's probably not the best weather for it anyway.
Yeah. Ooh. What is this?
It's disinfectant.
Oh, just regular. Okay.
Yeah, it's just microfoam.
Okay.
Clever, huh?
All right. I like that. It's
very
cool. I've heard y'all say that before. No, this is really great. I love, one of my favorite things is being in front of a record player.
You know,
it's a beautiful thing. Two record players.
Yeah. It's a very tactile thing. I enjoy it. Every Tuesday night when I do my show, it's pretty much all vinyl.
Mm-hmm. Analog board. Yeah, man. No, it's perfect. It's great.
Yeah, I mean, it's very minimal. Whoa, yeah. It's a very minimal studio, that's for sure.
Okay, so this is an average day with Sean and Drop.
Sean and Drop for the next little bit, yeah.
But we got a little, I guess what?
Oh, no, we can go on as long as we want.
Oh, there's no limit.
Well, they've just kind of, since the transition is happening, they're sort of slowing down shows pretty dramatically. And a lot of people are out of town, so there's just not...
Yeah.
There's not much going on in the studio now.
Hmm.
It's the final days.
So exactly.
Of this.
Okay.
Well, they're just stopping. Grow Radio's stopping the live aspect of it.
But why? What's going on?
Well, it's never really been... popular? I mean, this is... Yeah, for one thing, it's never really caught on that well. And... We have to fund it ourselves, so it's sort of never paid the rent. It's never paid for repairs. It's never paid for much of anything on its own. So
this isn't like an actual hired job, right? You're volunteering.
No. Everyone's volunteers, and a gentleman that used to own the Covered Dish owns mm-hmm. this building and the station and whatnot. He's just been floating the bill basically for, I mean, this has been going on for over 5 years, 6 years. So
yeah, 2009, I think, right?
Started. I mean, it kind of took off. It didn't take off ever, but it kind of was better at a certain point than it is now.
Right.
But it still is a pretty ragtag, bare bones operation.
It's a shame though that. I like live shows. I do.
Well, there's charm to it, and I think for a lot of us, it certainly was the motivation for us doing the show, and being here was a big part of it. So
you're gonna stop doing it because?
I don't know. I mean, Toph and I were talking about earlier. It's hard for us just with our lives to. I mean, like you met us doing this under a completely different pretense. We were trying to do it on video and stuff like this. And we just, I don't know, it's always been a side project, so we really have very little time to do it. And then the fact that we had a 2-hour block or a 1-hour block every week that we were responsible to be at, that was kind of a big part of it, you know. So
sure.
Whether or not we'll actually find the motivation to get together outside of it.
I totally get that.
And I mean, I know that this facility is going to stay in this capacity so that we could come and record things here, and then they would podcast them later. But doing anything like this is to gain any sort of recognition, and I'm sure you know this. It's all how much legwork you put into it, and unless you have tons of time to do it, it's almost not worth it to do it.
Right?
Like you don't do this, but we certainly do this. Where it's like this is the fifth or sixth priority in our lives. Mm-hmm. So it gets exactly that much attention.
Sure. No, it makes sense.
So, you know,
I mean, I have priorities obviously too, you know, various projects.
It's all right. It's just Topher saying goodbye.
Take care, Toph.
Signing off.
Good to see you again, bud. Yeah. Drive safe. Have a good time.
Enjoy the family.
Anyway.
Yeah.
but no, yeah, you prioritize and you do it. And when you had a reason to do it and the live spot, it makes sense that you would at least be doing it every week. But yeah. Now that you don't have that, kind of makes sense that you'd probably either slow down, you know, or maybe just not do it. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of volunteer time in my life, so...
It is good to volunteer because you're doing something good for the community. You know?
Right,
you're keeping this kind of thing going, which is dying, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So, but at a certain point, you have to sort of get, I guess, a little bit realistic about, you know, as long as I've been doing this, I get, like, one or two people will be like, oh, great show.
Yeah.
I actually listened to it, you know, like with my actual record playing show and this show, it's like on the record show, like there's one guy that'll always say like great show. And then when we play this show, like we know for sure that you're listening and then like Toast family's listening. And that has its own charm in and of itself for him to be able to like talk to his family and stuff like, or for them to just hear what's going on. But.
And then there's the odd person that might click in, you know, and I've recommended it to people before.
And you know, in all honesty, it's us sitting here completely rambling, you know, in the beginning I was putting a little bit of effort to like sort of have a cohesive idea of what I was going to talk about when I came in here. But like I said, you just don't have the time. And then it becomes something where it's like, well, am I really doing this to the best of the thing? Or is it actually just charming as this very small thing that I do? I don't know.
No, it's a good thing. Radio's dying out. Big things like Clear Channel are buying up everything. You know about Clear Channel?
Yeah.
Where they're buying up radio stations. Even small stations, they're buying them up and then forcing playlists and things like that. And DJs aren't able to play what they want. At least here you can play what you want.
Yeah. I mean, that's a huge part of it. There's never really been any restrictions or anything put on us here, so.
So you're not monitored by FCC, I guess it is?
No, not. I mean, I think that we are a little bit, but not. Someone would have to like really complain or, you know, be offended or.
That three strikes with words, is that real?
I didn't know. Not with us, no. Yeah, I mean, I did recently go see Ira Glass speak, and he talked about that and how it is a thing. So,
but what I was wondering, and I kind of sort of found out tonight, was that you can listen to this in like cars. I was actually trying to find it, but on the dial. But I just
It's not on the dial.
You don't
have a
tower or anything.
No. And I mean, certainly that would have helped tremendously.
I think it'd be nice.
And there was moves made at the end here to try and make that happen with a different station. I mean, unfortunately, like our college radio. The whole reason this was started is because our college radio scene here is a joke. There is no college radio. Mm. It's all owned by the same company, basically, and it's five country stations and a couple hip hop stations, and there's no, you know, so that'll be, you know, this was the last.
Well, I just don't want to see it fade away because, you know, it's got an appropriate title, Grow Radio. It should continue to grow. You guys were trying lots of stuff. You did the pizza eating contest, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, really, none of, you know, like.
I think it's great. I mean, I wish that I could do more for you guys, you know, and not just volunteering time and music and things, but if I had the money, if I could,
yeah.
I would donate and get you a tower and, you know, things like this need to perpetuate, you know.
They do, and I think that it takes... You know, but even as time goes on, all of that stuff, all of the stuff like that's going to go. I mean, towers are going to go away. And
well, I don't know. It's like, you know, vinyl's coming back.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
things.
That's true.
People realize, people get tired of mediocrity.
Yeah.
You know,
there's a human, it's the human hand, too, is a big. I mean, you can tell all the, you know, like you can listen to music now and it's all being pumped out of a computer and.
A lot of it.
It sounds like that.
Yeah.
And you, there's a warmth. There's a warmth to hearing people fumble through something or hearing a normal conversation or.
That's human.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what everybody knows.
Right. And you're right. And that'll always, we'll get pretty far away from it, but somewhere in the back of our minds, they'll click back and they'll want that.
It'll come back.
That want that sense of
absolutely
humanity, as it were.
Absolutely, I think everything eventually. I mean, the kids, they might be told what is the hit. You know, radio stations will force a playlist where, okay, well, we know what's going to be a hit because the station makes us play this, and then it becomes a hit, you know.
Yeah.
And then but once they hear that old stuff, you know, say, wow, this is, you know, if you just play it and you don't say, well, this was made in 1964.
Yeah, yeah.
If you just play it, kids like it, you know?
I often think about if there will ever be another oldies, you know, or of how that works with something named such a way, like oldies will be oldies forever, but then will they be super oldies at some point, or like?
Well, there is like a limit, actually. It seems like mid to late 50s is kind of where oldies start, and then before that, it's almost like something else.
Yeah.
It's like they call it 50s.
Yeah.
You know, and then you have oldies.
Yeah.
It was a little, you know, something that came out in 1953. Oh, that's,
I guess,
old.
Would that be like
stuff.
Would that sort of be like girl group period too? Was that part of,
you know,
oldies? Because that seems like it was right before oldies.
You have
kinda
to understand. I'm the kind of person, I don't like to name things and title things and group things and put headings on it, because I don't think in terms of what you're going to call it. It's just a great piece of art is not going to die.
Yeah.
You know, 50 years from now, it'll still be good.
That's true. That's what you hope for, I guess. That's
absolutely.
That's the ideal.
If it's great, and if it touches
in your craft,
if it touches something in humanity, if it touches your heart, your soul, on that level, you know, then it'll always be great. Because human emotions, human relationships, that's what's perennial. It's grass, you know.
So, yeah, yeah.
That's what I focus on anyway when I write. You know, it's really, you listen to my stuff, it's not about. I don't even know what people are writing about today.
That's not good.
You can at least understand what I'm saying. And it's all about, you know, not about me, but about us, everything and everyone, and love, anger, pain, fear, happiness, joy, sadness, things people know. You know?
Classic
yeah.
storytelling in a sense. Yeah.
You know, but, you know, I also believe in the evolution of production, you know, and keeping music going forward. Which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But just don't rely on a computer to write your song for you, which they're doing
now. At the heart of it, yeah, I think that you have to be able to be the song has to come from inside of you. You can't.
Or from wherever it comes from.
Well, right, but
I have no idea where it comes from.
It's filtered through you at some point, not filtered through an IBM. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, they actually have software programs now to where it'll suggest titles, it'll suggest ideas for lyrics and words and things, and then it'll set the groove, it'll give you a groove, you know, and then it'll pick a key for you and say, okay, it'll say, would you like G minor, would you like A minor, pick it, and then it'll set up, and then all of a sudden, the computer has written your song, you've done nothing except plug in suggestions, where's anybody can...
Well, it goes along with a whole lot of things like that, where it's the automation of everything, and then the you know, it's like that. It makes people think that they're. I'm going to throw these words around. But it makes them think they're talented when they're not. It's like everyone being a photographer now because you have Instagram and you have filters or something. It's
everyone's
like
everyone's a genius.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, there's a lot of that happening, which I think. Will eventually have to collide on itself, or people will just realize that, oh, these are not, I don't actually feel anything from this, or I don't remember what the last pop song was, or I, you know, it doesn't stick in my mind like a, you know, like a Commodore song or something, or like, you know, like where it's like these timeless things. I don't know.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right.
Or like all of the only other thing that can happen is that all of the generations that are familiar with that will just run out, and then weddings will just be horrible and no one will know what the songs are, and you know.
Well, you know, I have to say that I've done a lot of parties, birthday parties, weddings, and also done frat houses and sorority houses we've played for, you know, kids, you know, 18, 19, 20, 21, and we play these parties and they all want to hear Stones, Beatles, you know. Which to me is pretty interesting because they're hiring a band like what we're doing. We don't do it so much anymore, but the Bees, you know, when we do these frat gigs, we'd play and they'd request us rather than a DJ that would play new stuff. And they'd say, yeah, we just want to hear, you know, a bunch of 60s stuff, you know, play some Petty, obviously, from Gainesville.
Yeah.
But they'd request, you know, She Loves You, I Want to Hold Your Hand, Jumpin' Jack Flash. And I'm thinking, you know, all right.
Yeah.
You know, these are kids, you know, that understand.
Yeah, I think it's tough to say where that comes from. But
there's a lot of great artists that have come from Gainesville.
Right. Know? And I was about to make that connection, but then I can't. I know how transient the college culture is, so I can't really say that, like, all their parents are probably cool people. But, I think that you still have generations that are influenced by it. I just wonder what will happen when the girls and the boys that grew up on, like, Britney Spears and stuff mm-hmm. are having kids and exposing them to that sort of music. And then in the future, like, that's the kind of music they want to hear because that's sort of their new oldies but it can never replace the oldies. So I just don't know what'll become of, like, you know, like Livin' La Vida Loca or something. Like, will that song just completely disappear in 20 years or will it's, you know?
Well, it had that song in particular had a great band on it, actually had real musicians. The guitar player plays with Paul McCartney now. So it was a good... It was actually well done. That was still in the age.
You're right.
Before it kind of... You know, to me, it's about, I would say, 94, maybe 93, 94, 95 is when I started getting out of it, out of the new stuff that was coming out. Because not to say that there wasn't good stuff in the 90s, because there was. There was a lot of good stuff. And in the 80s. But you can see the filtering down. The 60s was like really great. And the 70s, and then it's like, and then it started. The computers started taking synthesizers. I love synthesizers. But when you start relying on them, that's when it's a bad thing, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
I'll tell you.
When people stopped just messing with them and started using them for their.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they would actually have the keyboard make the song, you know? But one of my all time favorite producers, Quincy Jones, he would say, look, you know, you write the song, you know, strip down all the production, forget the production. When he was doing the Thriller and the Bad album with Michael, he would say, look, write your songs. And Michael came like 300 songs, you know. He says, you know, forget the production, sit down at the piano, pick up an acoustic guitar, and just play it instrument vocal. And if it's a good song, then we'll produce it.
Yeah.
So if it's a good song that way, you know, then you can work around it because the greatest production in the world is not going to make a bad song better. It's still a bad song. Take a great song and then produce it. Yeah. You know. So
and something that's a good foundation to build upon.
Yeah. Yes. If you can sit down at a piano and play and sing a song and it'd be great, then we can think about.
Then you can put some synthesizers on it.
Yeah, exactly. But if you take a synthesizer and set the groove, and, you know, I don't write to drum machines. You know. I'll write to my mouth, which I make into a drum machine. You know? But that's still real. That's still human. That's not a computer doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Although on the new album, there's a lot of programming going on. So, but that's me programming.
I also think that people, you know, musicians or artists get to a certain point where they're using that. The new technology to, you know, it's like when David Bowie and Brian Eno were introduced to synthesizers. They were not, they threw out the manual and they're just making it make noises, you know, it's, and then learning from that. I think that's a totally different thing than,
absolutely.
Than some guy somewhere sending you a song and then you know, just having no connection to it whatsoever. It's a totally different.
Absolutely. And I totally agree with that. And again, I love synthesizers. I think they're fantastic. I absolutely adore them.
I mean, people are doing great things with technological advances in music making.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
you got to start somewhere. And it starts with the song. The song is not a file. It's not a bit rate. It's not a wave. It's not an MP3. It's something. It's organic. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's in the air. It's spiritual, I guess.
Well, I think the thing that you can latch onto is that it comes from nowhere, essentially. It's a mystery.
It's in the cosmos.
It was not handed to you. So
yeah, who knows where these ideas come from? It's almost like your brain is like a radio, and this goes for all artists of any painters, novelists, anything, sculptors. It's like, for me, it's like the cosmos is like a radio, you know? It's like a, that's always broadcasting. My mind is just the receiver, and I'm just, and I'll hear a little bit static, you know? And I hear that little, what is that? I got to fine tune it. Okay. And it's like trying to learn a song that you, and you're trying to figure it out. It's like, okay, well, I hear it, and I pick up the guitar, I go to the piano or something. It's like, okay, what is that? Oh, that's a B. Okay, all right. You know. That's a beautiful thing. I love it. You know, it's fantastic. You never, ever get over that.
Well, yeah, it makes you think, too. You're using your brain.
You got to stay on your toes, you know. But you also have to stay connected with what's going on. You know, I keep my ear to the ground. I hear what's going on. There are some good artists coming out, you know. There really are. Sometimes they get hooked up with the wrong producer. That starts influencing them in the wrong way. I'm trying to think who it was.
Yeah, I was wondering if you had any...
There's a singer, Alicia Keys.
Oh, yeah.
I loved everything she did until her last album, which was heavily produced with effects and auto-tune. She's a fantastic singer that doesn't need auto-tune.
Yeah, that's strange.
Yeah, and so it's almost like, you know, the studio is forcing these things.
Or that there's just a sound that they're looking for now that's not so much, doesn't really have anything to do with
the talent.
It just has to do with that, like, weird auto-tune sound. That, you know, whatever that...
Which started with vocoders, you know, where you would play on the keyboard and you'd sing into the vocoder and it would give you that sound. Also, talk boxes you could hook up to a keyboard, which Stevie Wonder was doing in the early 70s, you know. But yeah, I mean, those things are cool, you know. And there is if you use it as an effect, okay.
Right.
I get that, you know. But there are people that, you know, you hear it. It's like the producer, the first thing they do is run them through the auto-tune. I mean, if you have a vocal recording contract, you should at least be able to sing.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not going to print up business cards and advertise myself as a house painter because I'm a horrible painter.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a horrible painter. I'm terrible.
Well, it's like, it's unfortunately one of those things that's music is unfortunately becoming one of those things that's easy to fake, or not easy to fake, but... The whole premise can be completely opposite from what it, from anything having to do with the music. You know, like the live show is 80,000 people and it's a complete production and there's no one actually singing or playing any actual instruments.
At all.
And that's what it is now. So, I mean, and the difference between that and say like a Stones show or something is just.
Or any of those groups.
It's a.
I'll tell you what I like though, at the Paul McCartney concert that I went to. He forgot the words, and he's playing. I think it was Maybe I'm Amazed, and they start the song, and he forgets a chord or something, or where, and he just stops. He says, you know, I'm sorry. I got to start all over again. I forgot, you know. He says, at least this proves that we're really playing live.
Yeah.
You know? And everybody started – he makes the mistake, and the whole crowd erupts in applause. And I'm thinking, he messes up, and everybody loves it, you know? There's something to be said for that. Yeah. You go out there and you've got to be good. If you're not good, you don't cut it.
Yeah.
That was how it was back then. If you weren't good, you didn't get the recording contract. End of discussion.
Well, it was all about – a lot of it was about live touring too. And so you learned to be good if you weren't good, but you were probably already good going into it and then you got better because you're just relentlessly playing.
It's true.
But –
Also in those days, well, like now, things like American Idol, I guess it's called. I've never watched it.
Yeah.
But The Voice, I think they call it. There's shows. You win, and then you're essentially somebody who is no one famous. Then you go on to the show, and you're singing someone else's song. Then you get famous, you know, get this recording contract. Now the company owns you. Now they send you out on the road. You got to prove yourself. You know, but you have no road experience. You have no gig experience, no club experience, no experience dealing with contracts and club owners and things. A lot of them burn out. You don't hear about them very much, you know?
Yeah, or they're just riding on bravado where they're not actually – they couldn't write a – you know, like you said, they get judged based on them singing other people's songs, which is, I'd say 75% of it is actually writing the songs.
Right.
And, you know.
Well, the backbone of the industry is really the songwriters, which if you look at the artists, most of them are not the writer.
Yeah.
You know, which is the backbone. So, and it always has been. And so a lot of people are playing up to the artists rather than the writers. They both are significant. I'm not saying they're not. People like Joe Cocker just passed. He wasn't known as a writer, but he was definitely a fantastic artist and deserved his respect. But the writers, without – my way of looking at it is if you – without the song, you can't record. So you have to have a song. So that's the first thing that you need to do is write the song. You know?
It's true.
But I'm a writer first, producer, and then a performer in that order. So not the other way.
Well, why don't we kind of close it? Maybe we'll close out the show with a song from your new album.
All right. Well, which
is there anyone in particular you have anything to say about or any particular?
They're all good. but I mean, you know, I have favorites, and I'm sure some people might have their favorites. My mom particularly favors Better in Leather.
I was just about to say we can put it to the tried and true.
Which third, I don't do that, by the way. I don't do eighth? A third at 3 and 8. I don't do that.
You don't put any thought into it? Have you ever?
The flow of the album always has, has a flow. But the idea of 3 and 8 is not.
It's just something I've. At least my particular favorite songs off albums end up being.
Well,
3s and 8s.
Well, it depends on the kind of song you like. Better in Leather is a very metaphorical type song, you know.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Here, let me cue it up.
All right.
So we're going to check out Better Than Leather from Drop Jaw's new album, One Drop at a Time, just came out. You can check them out at dropjawbertone.com. And also, you're at Ballyhoo's on Wednesday, usually.
And yes. We're there for New Year's.
New Year's?
Yeah, for about 6 hours, like 6 or 6.30 straight through midnight.
Oh, that's great.
It's a long gig.
You usually do that every
year?
No. No?
Well, no, this is our first time playing New Year's at Ballyhoo, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And then where else are you during the week?
We're at Blue Water Bay on Sunday and Tuesday in Melrose. Yeah. Come on out.
So you can check out Drop Dropper Tone there. And we're going to close out the show here with a Better Than Leather off of...
Thank y'all.
Drop Draw's new album.
You got the shades drawn. You got the candles lit. The soft music on. Got on your night outfit. Maybe we could be each other's fantasy. And if you let me stay all night, then we can play. It ain't no just let it go.
ain't no